In plain, embarrassing English, I was for 50 years unable to urinate on planes or in public places of any kind, and having, as people will, developed a series of coping mechanisms to deal with this, I found myself the prisoner of those coping mechanisms and limited in the choices I could make in life. I could get through a 6 or 7 hour flight in discomfort, but was terrified of trying to go farther. Any long distance trip, a literary festival in India or Australia, was off limits. My family was generally aware of this, as they, of course, struggled with issues of their own. How this started or where it came from, I'm not sure. One of the things I learned when I went at last to a curious and gifted therapist to master it is that tracing a phobia or fear to its traumatic source is usually a loser's game, since the source, more often than not, isn't particularly traumatic, and even more often, can't be located at all. And lest you, my reader, merely grimace at or mock my discomfort as too trivial for words or worry, let me assure you, let me persuade you, that shy bladder is not a shy disorder. It is a fiendish, dominating, and cruel one. It means that at a play, by intermission, the sufferer is in intense need of relief and knows that he can't seek it in the crowded, and to him, smelly men's room of even a dignified West End or Broadway theater. His urgency cohabits and diminishes the pleasure he takes in Patti LuPone's performance. It means that out for dinner, he is already thinking of a taxi home to leave it. Worst of all, it means weeks of anxiety preceding any long-distance airplane trip, followed by hard-breathing anxiety during the trip. I was past 60 when I finally decided to do something about my peculiar suffering. And so I found a therapist whose sole, or very nearly sole task in life was, as he put it, with typical pungent indelicacy, to help men talk about their dicks all day long. This would be the hardest mastery of all. I had scoured the internet for someone who did this work and came, or did my suffering wife come upon it, upon the name Dan Rocker.